Next month, the U.S. Olympic Committee gets a new CEO, Sarah Hirschland. One issue she'll have to deal with is sexual abuse. Athletes have come forward in sports like swimming, gymnastics, and diving. Generally, they don't go public until years after they've suffered their assault. Reporter Alexandra Starr explains that's in part because some fear retaliation.
As a three-time Olympian in the sport of shooting, Keith Sanderson generally takes aim at paper targets. He triumphed at the World Championships last year.
Fantastic job today. Keith Sanderson has won by two hits.
Last February, Sanderson took the U.S. Olympic Committee to task. It was just a few weeks after former gymnastics team doctor Larry Nassar had been sentenced for sexually abusing hundreds of athletes. In an interview with KOAA Television in Colorado Springs, Sanderson pointed out the USOC has a great deal of power over athletes.
There's no competition there. They have a total monopoly on who the Olympians are.
That, he argues, is one reason why athletes have been hesitant to report abuse. Shortly after giving the interview, Sanderson discovered that his ID to the U.S. Olympic Training Center no longer worked.
The guard ran over to me and said, hey, you need to leave. I'm sorry, you're not allowed on the Olympic Training Center.
In an interview with NPR, he said he found out later his photograph had been put on flyers in the facility, describing him as a danger to the community. Sanderson believes the lockout was punishment and a message to other athletes who might publicly criticize the Olympic governing body.
I can't do that. I can't rock the boat like that. If they do that to me, it's going to ruin me.
A spokeswoman for USA Shooting says that Sanderson's criticism had nothing to do with why he was temporarily blocked from the training center. She says there are allegations against him that will be worked out in mediation. Last March, after Sanderson was booted from the training center, a former Olympian, triathlete Stephen Sexton, wrote an op-ed in the Wall Street Journal. In it, he described how he had been retaliated against after he lobbied for reforms to the USOC. It's not just athletes who feel they were frozen out after speaking up. Mike Saltstein served on the board of USA Swimming. In 2010, he criticized the organization for what he believed to be weak policies on sexual abuse.
I became that persona non grata.
Saltstein had officiated at the Olympics in 2008. After he advocated for policies like stricter background checks, he says he was never allowed those kinds of opportunities again.
I'd given this organization more than 30 years of my life. And all of a sudden, there was a hole in my life.
That sense of connection to a sport and its community can be even stronger for young athletes. As Lawrence Chalip, a professor of sports policy at the University of Illinois, puts it, the desire to remain in sport keeps victims quiet.
You simply don't want to risk things because you have so much invested.
Chalip says that is particularly true when athletes and their parents have Olympic dreams.
The five rings are a drug. They're a narcotic.
A spokesman for the USOC, Mark Jones, points out thousands of athletes have participated in the Olympic movement. And he claims there are always some who feel they have been mistreated. When it comes to young athletes who have been sexually abused, Jones says the USOC understands they might be scared to report. That's a major reason the USOC launched an independent organization last year to conduct investigations.
The founding and the funding of the U.S. Center for Safe Sport was a critical moment in our collective effort to keep kids safe.
As he points out, reports can be made to the center anonymously. Athletes are reaching out. The center's been open for a year and a half. In that time, it's received more than 1,000 reports of abuse. For NPR News, I'm Alexandra Starr.